Centerville. Live coverage on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. Roger Reed, Josh Christensen will join me from Monticello starting around 6:50. It's West Delaware and Monticello playoff football. We have you covered right here from Eastern Iowa's high school sports. Play-by-play leader, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Mix 94.7 KMCH. There is a certain energy, a je ne sais quoi, if you will, on this Friday morning. Justin and Kayla in the morning. And now with Jill and Missy. guest of the day, part two here on this Friday. Backstory, for those of you who might have missed leading into the 7 o'clock hour, Kayla, well, you were the big winner for the Back the Blue auction that Delaware County Paid Forward did. And you paid way overpaid to be here and spend time with me this morning. But you were the silent auction winner of our KMCH Be a Guest co-host of the day. And you told me you paid way too much for it. You don't have to tell me how much, but I told you I would have paid less.
You said that, but that's okay.
No, I mean, you'd be the first. You are the first woman to ever pay to spend time with me, though. Just want to point that out.
It sounds, it's fun, though.
But it kind of makes it sound illegal when we say it that way.
It really does. Watch what you say. Jeez.
You're happily married, so, I mean, it's fine.
I am.
This give
we got
the town,
four beautiful children.
Yeah, we'll give the town something to talk about. It's fine. But we got some friends sitting next to you. We got Missy McIntyre. We got Jill Cundy. How are you guys? Did you coordinate outfits today?
No,
blue
no,
jeans
didn't.
And black shirts.
But we should have.
Yeah.
That good?
ESP.
Yeah, it must
got
be.
It, yeah.
Delaware County Pay It Forward. Fitting that you're here today.
Oh,
you're
yes.
responsible for this. Let's talk about Christmas Hope, one of the things that you guys are involved with. And first of all, what is the Christmas Hope program?
Sure. Well, we started the Christmas Hope program in 2020 when... You know, 2020, COVID.
Mm-hmm. Everybody
knows 2020. So we started it just to kind of give a little more, a little help and spirit and like keep the spirit of Christmas alive by assisting those who are experiencing hardships, because 2020 was a little extra hard for everybody, not just those who normally have it, but everybody. So we decided we'd start that season and help those that were worrying about meeting the needs of their kids for that Christmas, or even having just a simple gift under the tree. So the program is open to residents of Delaware County with children under the age of 18 or under, and who just may need a little extra help this Christmas. The only requirement is that the child has to be residing with the person filling out the form, and they have to live in Delaware County.
How do families apply?
So we rolled out our applications earlier this week. So they're out there on Facebook, kind of in the public. If you need one, you can email us at pifchristmashope@gmail.com, and you can print it or you can fill it out and send it back by email. And we have our PO Box 281. All of that is on the application. We also have them on our Facebook page, the Delaware County Pay It Forward, and they are due back to us by November 13th.
Gotcha.
So we need those back to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
We potentially, if they're late, depending on funding and all of that, but we really, really urge that they're back by the 13th for the best consideration.
Well, and I believe we're going to have a copy of the form. You can click to it under this whole section on our website where you listen back to it. KMCH.
Perfect.
And well, you got stuff too?
I brought some too.
Oh, and Missy's got some here. So not only can you get autographs from Missy today if you stop by, you get paperwork from her today too. So
all the goods.
Talk about donating, because obviously this is something that it just doesn't happen for free.
No.
I mean, it takes money to do this.
Yeah, it's a costly costly program. We accept all donations in a couple different ways. You can either send us a monetary donation also at our PO box, or we have Venmo, Delaware County Pay It Forward, or we're going to have coin jars around different businesses around Delaware County. So if you see those, like, please throw in some change or a couple bucks or whatever you've got, we'll take it. We also have the option if a business or family or really anyone wants to donate or to adopt a family. We would give you the tags for that entire family, and then you can all band together and go buy the gifts and give them back to us. And then that family's taken care of by that business. So those are kind of the options, but we accept all donations because, yeah, it's a pretty costly program, but it's worth it. So.
Oh, she just said it. You're right. I looked at it was like, you asked them, she just said it. Well, you mentioned about with families and businesses helping trees around the area. I mean, yeah. They're going to be kind of sprinkled throughout the listening area. And it's your first day.
Fired. You are fired.
No. Keep this up. She gets to be the fill-in when I take days off.
I see the motive here. I see what we did. All
so
right.
Where will trees be located, and can a business have a tree if they want?
Yes, we encourage businesses to take trees. We'll be sending out emails and phone calls in coming weeks to get trees into businesses. So if you haven't had one before, we highly encourage, consider it. You can tell us kind of how many tags you want or think you'll go through. And we will happily get them to you. So anywhere in Delaware County, it doesn't have to be here in Manchester. Mm-hmm. So reach out to us and we will get you the tags you need.
So find the form. You can nominate the family, get the form either on the Facebook page, on our station Facebook page. If somebody has any questions, just call you guys. You just stand in the middle of the street and yell really loud. What's the
we're
best
gonna
way
put
to
on a
that?
Sandwich board and they've got
there
a
you go.
Fun, yeah.
Have Swish do it. Ring a bell.
There, yeah.
A big we're sandwich bring board.
It, yes.
I'll be sure to take pictures of that.
Yeah, do it. Spread the word. So the Delaware County, the Pay It Forward Christmas Hope email, so pifchristmashope@gmail.com. You can message us on our Facebook, Delaware County Pay It Forward.
Yeah, those are the easiest ways just because we have multiple people checking it so that, you know, one person's not too busy. We have someone else who can look at. So that way we can hopefully get back to you within 24 hours and get that. And again, I guess just to wrap it up, this program really does not work without the generosity of the Delaware County patrons and everyone who helps participate in that.
Absolutely.
So whether you buy a gift and return it or you drop some change in a change jar or send in your donation, I mean, all of that stuff helps because it, like Jill said, it is a quite costly program. And
well, especially now, more than what it's been in years past, too.
And we don't... The last 2 years we qualified for a large grant and we no longer qualify, so that's going to be a huge thing for us this year as to how many people we can serve, just because we don't have that grant coming in this year. So,
and we'll put all the info and all this at kmch.com and everything. So final thoughts for you guys before we move onward and outward. Jill?
I think just please support us, and you know, if, even if it's just having a coin jar in your business or having a tree or adopting a family, like I said, businesses can adopt them, families can. I know our family adopts a family every year, and my kids love going out and buying gifts. They think that we're taking them home for them, so that's always fun when we get home, but it's fun to shop as a family for someone else too. So
Missy
and applicants, if you need them, like there'll be different ways you can get the applications, but we really stress that they have them in by the 13th. Just because if they're not in, they're not going to get a tag and they're not going to get on a tree. So by all means, please get those in as soon as you can.
Always good to see you guys. Thanks for coming
Thank
in this
you.
Morning. And I kind of feel like we both should have worn black.
I mean, next time we'll text you and let
please
you know.
Please do. That, yeah. Let me know so we can look good for the pictures
absolutely.
And everything. So Delaware County, Pay It Forward. You'll learn more about it online, kmch.com. We're playing your song. Yes. You want to hear Queen. We got to pick Pizza Top This coming up. Let's see what else. Oh, you got it. Have you nailed down our National Cat Day winners from the morning show? Have
I
you picked
so.
Your two?
I think so.
All right. We'll try to get all this in before 9 o'clock. If we don't, we'll end at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And if we don't get it done then, we'll come back Monday and do it.
My parents are babysitting, so I'm open. I'm an open book.
Take all the time you want.
I can stay.
Stick around. More of this little program we call the KMCH Morning Show right here.
Every Thursday at 1:30, join Scott from Bit Brewery in Central City, right here on KMCH for the Brewology Bit.